USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Although he's facing bribery and corruption charges, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu will remain the leader of his Likud party. He had faced a challenge from Gideon Saar in internal elections, but he ended up triumphing. Guy Ziv is a professor and an expert on Israeli politics.
He won with nearly 73% of the vote. This was a knockout, and it definitely attests to Netanyahu's political prowess.
The Coast Guard in Hawaii is still searching for a tour helicopter that had 7 people on board. It's missing off the coast of Kauai. Officials say it's equipped with an electronic locator, but no signals have been picked up. President Trump retweeting a link to an article that revealed what is said to be the identity of the whistleblower who led to his impeachment. This is USA Radio News.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Already homeless, now homeless again. Families in Minneapolis facing an uncertain future after being uprooted by a fire at the big shelter they were staying in, the Francis Drake Hotel. More than 200 people displaced. The Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey says,
but we have a whole lot of people that are galvanized around a common concept, and that common concept is making sure that every single person is safe and is warm.
He was speaking to NBC News. The FAA proposing new guidelines for remote identification of all drones. The agency comparing the system to license plates for the unmanned aircraft. They say there are currently more than 1.5 million drones registered with the FAA, but it's important for authorities to be able to find out which drone is flying where. Legendary Broadway songwriter Jerry Herman, who was behind Hello Dolly, MAME, and other big shows, has died at 88. And this is USA Radio News.
If you're not sleeping as good as you should, take a tip from me, Wyatt Cox. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and use my promo code USA. Buy one, get one free special on a MyPillow is going on right now. And if you don't like it, you got 60 days to send it back. Try it. You'll believe it's for me. It's worked for over 2 years, and it'll work for you too. MyPillow.com Radio Listener Special, and use my promo code USA on a MyPillow premium pillow.
It's President Trump versus the Democratic governor of California on homelessness in the Golden State. Here's more from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
President Trump and California Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom are trading barbs over the growing homeless crisis in California. Newsom is blaming the President's Department of Housing and Urban Development, led by Secretary Ben Carson, for the rise in homelessness. Meanwhile, the President is saying the governor is doing a bad job taking care of the homeless problem that's going on in his state. Former California Assemblyman Chuck DeVore used to live in California, and he moved to Texas, and he tells Fox News,
this problem is the problem of the left and the progressives in California. They can blame President Trump and climate change all they want. All they're doing is desperately trying to shift blame away from their own failed policies. It's not working. California is dying.
2 Georgia men being kicked out of the Army National Guard for alleged ties with radical white extremists. Dalton Woodward and Trent East, both members of a group considered to be a hate group by the Southern Poverty Law Center, they've been under investigation by the Army since they were outed earlier this year. And the college football playoff semifinals kick off tomorrow. Top-ranked LSU facing off against number 4 Oklahoma in the Peach Bowl, while third-ranked Clemson meets number 2 Ohio State in the Fiesta Bowl. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.